Okay, now we're on item number, amendment number two. Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What we have before us is an amendment to change line number 7 from a successor agreement 2011-2012 and just take that out and basically just leave it at a potential extension or a successor agreement. And I think some of my colleagues have already stated it very well. The reason we have this amendment before, or this resolution before you today and this amendment is to basically, save on cost. What we're spending monthly in on the old contract no longer is acceptable. And so we do need to move forward. And so I'm asking and asking my colleagues to please join us in amending this resolution and hopefully moving forward to passing it. Thank you.
Is there any discussion on this matter? Supervisor Rice.
I'd just like some clarification, if I could, from the author of the amendment as to what the intent is. By removing the years, we are giving less guidance to the labor negotiator as to what exactly is to be negotiated. If I could, please, some understanding as to what the intent is here. If it is, in fact, designed to save funds, how does this amendment do that? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, basically, what we're asking is this. We removed the 2011-2012 and just basically left it open so that we can move forward and whatever the negotiator and DC 48 come to terms with, and it's open to make a successor agreement to whatever we can decide on. So, that's what I have for you.
Mr. Court Counsel, could you get up and explain that? It seemed like that there's no number of years or whatever. Could you explain that? Is I interpreting that properly or what? Could you get up and explain that? So we have a idea what this is about.
Can I just say a few more words?
Really? No. Wait till you explain it. You can respond. You turn your speaker on, and then.
And the question is, what would the legal effect be of removing the specific language that contemplates a successor agreement for 2011 and 2012, and just have it end after successor agreement? I think, as Supervisor Harris indicated, the intent is to leave then the options open to the union and the county to negotiate any term of successor agreement that would be consistent with the Municipal Employment Relations Act and not define it aforehand.
Okay. Do anybody have any questions of that? Supervisor Harris, you have any questions of that?
I don't have any questions, but I guess, if we are trying to pick at this, the bottom line is DC 48 basically does not have a contract settled. The last contract they had was 08-09, to my understanding, and therefore, we need to at least settle 10 and 11 before we can go anywhere else. So really it's just basically bringing them back to the table to, agree on a voluntary settlement. So we can pick it apart if we want to, but I think...
Who's picking it apart?
I am referring to my colleague who spoke before me as far as what is this actually going to do.
I don't consider anybody picking the part. I think we're trying to get clarity on it and whether...
I'm trying to give clarity, I guess, Chairman.
Okay, that's what you're doing. All right.
Thank you.
Is there any other question or concern in reference to this? Thank you, Mr. Court Counsel. It's before you. Mr. Clerk, Counsel, could you call the roll, please?
Question is adoption of Amendment 2. Supervisors Biddle.
Aye.
Borkowski.
No.
Broderick.
Aye.
Cesars.
No.
De Bruin.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
No.
Romo West.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
No.
Schmidt.
No.
Thomas.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
No.
Thirteen ayes, six noes.
The amendment is adopted. Okay. Now, as amended, Mr. Clerk, would you read the